Before we start the show, we've got some announcement.
We're doing a live episode.
Another one.
Of the Sci Guys. This is our podcast at Summer in the City this year on the Saturday at what time, Corey?
4 p.m. in the Blue Microphone Podcast Theatre.
Very nice. Very so lovely. If you're coming to Summer in the City this year, which you should be, you should come and see us and cheer us on. And Corey might be bringing along an experiment.
I might be.
Are you?
That means he is.
Maybe.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I actually might not
if
be.
If you can
I don't
smuggle
know.
It past the Sitsi
if the security doesn't stop us.
It does. I'm not going to lie. It does look like a bomb. All the parts.
Oh, what? Well, you're not going to get it in then, Corey.
But the individual parts. I'd have wires and stuff.
God, no. No.
If I'm not there, I've been arrested.
Okay.
Shall we talk about the letter that I've got?
Yes.
If you're not there, we can't run the podcast, so.
Well, I think I can do a terrible Scottish accent and... talk about something no one cares about for half an hour. I think I can do this show.
So we've got a letter from Annie.
Hey, Annie.
Hello, Annie.
A letter okay? Or an email?
An email.
Oh, okay.
The subject line is My Dance Family.
Oh.
Says Corey. Oh, sorry, guys. This one's just
yeah,
me.
Wow, rude. That's fine. All right, we and James can just leave the room.
You guys get lost for now.
See you later.
Just to let you know, while this has absolutely nothing to do with science or the podcast, it would really make me giggle if you responded in the next episode. This weekend, I was away with my family, and somehow the topic of words Scottish people can't pronounce came up, and there was a rather heated debate on the pronunciation of the word...
Well, we've left the room, Corey. We can't help you. The pronunciation of the word burglar.
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 If you would kindly demonstrate in the next episode, I would be very grateful, and the argument will be put to rest. Okay, Annie. Burglar.
That's the same.
Burglar. That's the same, yeah. Burglar.
What is she expecting to say?
Like curly whirly.
Curly whirly.
Oh, like burglar.
Or like or some Carol. Heavy Lewis Capaldi kind of...
No, like Carol or Carl.
That kind of accent.
She's expecting Carl. You to pronounce burglar, like
burglar.
The name Carl.
Burglar.
No, like it's like we... what I'm saying is we find it difficult to say R and then a...
Burglar.
And then like a consonant.
Okay, yeah. Burglar.
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 Because we roll it. It's hard. Burglar.
Burglar.
Well, this has been a thoroughly fascinating, non-scientific part of the podcast. Do you
not
want to start
the
show, Corey?
Is about. Don't worry.
Hello and welcome to The Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Jamp and Luke Kupfer.
Hello, it's so hot in here.
One day,
can we just address
one
this?
One day we won't be here, and it will no longer be, as always.
As always.
As most of the time, I'm joined by Jamp and Luke Kupfer.
It's too hot for me to think of something funny to say. Well,
by the way, we're recording this on like the hottest. Have we beat the
it's
record?
It's the second hottest day in British history.
Right now, lovely. It's like what 30 something. It's 30 something.
It's the hottest July day of all time.
It's so hot.
What and are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Oh, this week we'll be discussing AC/DC and a lovely dove.
The lovely dove. Is there only one? Are all the rest of the doves bastards?
It's one dove.
Ah,
yes. There is a story about this. I'll get to it. Nikola Tesla was one of the greatest scientific minds of the 19th century. Without him, we wouldn't have many of the electrically powered luxuries we have today. Thomas Edison was a prat. This is Nikola Tesla and the War of the Currents.
I've heard
there's
about
a film
this.
About this coming out.
There's a film about this coming out.
The Current War.
I heard an advert for this on the drive
over here.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been hearing adverts for it, and I've been seeing them. I'm like, okay, well, I've got to do this now.
Yeah, that and there's a line sense. In it where he goes, "I will make sure there will never be another company named Tesla."
To be fair, there was in real life there was another company called Tesla after that.
Oh, okay.
But before this one.
Before our current Tesla.
Yeah. No, this is a different current Tesla.
Tesla current, you mean? By the way, can I just clear something up? In your opinion, which one was the dickhead? Was it...
Oh, they're both dickheads, but I liked Tesla.
Right.
Tesla's a dickhead for different reasons.
What's your beef with Edison?
Edison is just a prat. What has he done for anyone?
What has he done?
He's so American. No, I've got all of this written down because I've got a lot of feelings.
Well,
this.
You say, what has he done for anyone? History does state that he did a lot for everyone.
He stole inventions.
He may, but...
All he made was a six-legged chair
irrelevant.
And that's it.
But your job is to... No, Homer Simpson made that.
No, Edison made that. They found it in the Edison Museum.
Homer Simpson made Edison.
Whoa.
Matt Groening predicted Edison.
Shall I just dive in then?
Yeah, please dive in.
Okay, so I'll give you a little background on Nikola Tesla. So he was born in the Austrian Emperor.
He was born in the Austrian Emperor.
He was born inside the of the Emperor.
And he ate his way out.
It's present day Croatia. And that was on the 10th of July in 1856. So his birthday has just passed. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So he was a pretty smart kid. He was able to perform calculus in his head. Just think about it and do it. Calculus is the hard stuff that you got to write down. And his teachers generally just thought he was cheating. He finished uni in like 3 years when it was a 4-year course. And then moved to Paris to work for the Continental Edison Company.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on.
He started off working for Edison.
Tesla did.
Tesla.
Right. Yeah. I think I did know that actually.
Yeah, so he worked for Tesla in Paris. He was just installing lights in houses.
He used to go around and he made it his like goal. He set the goal. I heard a story about this somewhere where he was like, I'm going to work with Edison. And Edison had this thing where he installed some invention of his, part of the business where he would install the thing that he'd invented and charge for it to be installed. I think this is true. Mm-hmm. And Tesla became like a clerk in his office and also did some installations. At some point, after like quite a long time of being in Edison's employ, he got some opportunity and became like Edison's business partner. Is that correct?
Okay, kind of.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I mean, not exactly what I've read. I mean, this is all kind of, it's a bit up in the air because Tesla and Edison hated each other.
Right.
Like really, really hated each other. So anything each of them says about the other has to be taken with a massive grain of salt. Like Tesla will say one thing and Edison will say a completely different thing happened. There was this whole thing with the Nobel Prize where supposedly they were both supposed to be given the Nobel Prize, but they weren't given it because each of them would refuse if the other person got it. And also, if the other person got the Nobel Prize first, the other person wouldn't want it. So it's like so a set petty. Of kids. Like you're neither of you get to play with this because you can't play
brilliant.
Together.
Brilliant. Stupid, stupid men.
Yeah. So he was working in Paris for the Edison company, just installing lights. And then someone noticed him because they made him start making motors and fixing the lights and inventing new stuff. Because he was a really smart guy. I can't stress this enough. Proper genius. He could picture something in his mind and hold it in there and then build it.
Wow.
Nice.
Without the need for blueprints. He'd build a prototype without blueprinting anything. He'd just hold it all in his
That's
head.
Cool.
Like supposedly eidetic memory.
Yeah.
So he was designing motors and then he went around France and Germany troubleshooting other problems with Edison products and then moved to America.
That was it, yes.
Yeah, to work for Edison directly. So he didn't work for him for very long because he quit after he developed some kind of arc lighting.
Arc lighting?
So arc lighting is really interesting. You get basically two diodes. Do you know what those?
Yes.
Yeah. You basically run an electric current through a gas, and it creates kind of like a big spark. It's like a lightning bolt inside of a little glass.
Yes.
And it just makes this really brilliant light.
Yeah.
So searchlights still use that sometimes. Lights in Hollywood, they use that a lot.
Hmm.
So he developed...
and lights in hospitals, I think.
Yeah.
Like so, tube lighting.
Yeah, and a lot of them. Yeah. So fluorescent lights as mm-hmm. well kind of work on that same principle. So he didn't necessarily invent it. He just kind of improved a way to make it work with different currents. Because essentially, arc lighting takes a lot of energy. And the systems that Edison was using wouldn't really work with arc lighting.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know the conspiracy theory that Nikola Tesla invented a way of making unlimited energy and then the people in charge said, if I can't put it might have been a different inventor, but if I can't put a motor on it, a meter on it, I'm not interested. I don't know if that was to Tesla or if it was to some other invention, but that was definitely said. Mm-hmm. But there's this like conspiracy theory that Tesla came up with this incredible invention that creates unlimited energy. From like it gets energy from I don't know like the universe or something mm-hmm. and it was suppressed because it couldn't be monetized by the energy industry. Do you know what that's about?
I don't know what that's about. I've not heard that.
Interesting. Okay,
but I did know that he built a death ray, which
not the same thing at all, but which, very
that's
interesting.
Less interesting.
Go ahead.
Which the I'll death get, ray is what I'm
which
interested
I'll get,
in.
Which I'll get to later.
Hang on, James. Unlimited energy
no,
for
no,
free
no, no.
is
no, no, no,
more
no, no.
interesting
no, no, no,
than
no.
a death ray.
No, death
this
ray.
This is the plot of the Avengers.
Death ray.
Well, this is why the Avengers...
This is why, death ray.
This is why James death loves ray. The Avengers so much. I'm just like, we should maybe create an unlimited source of energy. And James is like, I want to watch...
Avengers. I want to have a death ray. With unlimited energy, you could have many death rays.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess.
Death ray.
So I'll get to the death ray later, because it is actually quite interesting. He didn't call it a death ray, by the way. He called it a peace ray, but that's not the point.
peas.
Right. I only kill the non-peas.
The bad boys.
Basically, he did think that there was kind of energy everywhere. So it probably comes from that.
Yes. I think it's like some weird collection of like shapes, like a way of building a coil in some way that harnesses some sort of energy in the universe. And to be fair, that could be true in that we have dark energy and dark matter, like, and it's all around us. So if we can figure out a way of harnessing that, which is 99% of the universe, then
that's
that
a lot of energy.
Would be, yeah, that is true.
So with dark energy and dark matter, that's just kind of a name we give to the stuff that we don't understand.
No, I know that. Yeah. I know that. But we, in the same way that we have, like, we can create energy from gravity by pumping water up to the top of a mountain and making a drop. If there's any form of, like, thing forcing the expansion of the universe in the way that we don't understand, if we can figure out a way to harness that in the same way we harness every other force, then we can get energy.
Oh, absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, everything is free energy eventually because it's coming from the sun. So, like, we aren't actually making it. Everything comes from the sun. Before, we were just digging up old energy. Or stars or whatever, yeah.
Generally, right now, what we're doing is digging up old energy and burning it.
Yeah.
So... Oh, yeah, so he quit because he invented something for arc lighting and he wasn't given the bonus.
I think that might be the reason James is going to quit his job, actually, because he's going to invent something for arc lighting.
Somewhat.
I don't know. I have no idea.
What was that? I was like, am I quitting my job? I didn't know this.
So, yeah, similarly to what you said, they didn't use the thing that he invented because either it wouldn't make him enough money or Edison cut a deal with the companies that provided the lighting so that he wouldn't do that. That's why I don't like Edison, because he's a businessman and he's not a scientist.
Right. He's not interested so much in the betterment of like discovery and betterment of the world. He's interested in making money for himself.
So he left the Edison company, then tried to patent a lot of the stuff that he'd made before. Do you guys know what a patent is?
Yes.
I couldn't.
You say that as though everyone will. I guarantee you that people... James, do you know what a patent is?
Not specifically.
Oh, okay. There we go. I'm sorry for my arrogance.
No, I could. I know vaguely what it is, but I couldn't make a definition for it.
So if you make a discovery...
I don't know the word I'm looking for, but it's like when you have an idea or you're a discovery, you kind of put your name on it and you're like...
Mine.
So it's
mine.
A way to... Essentially, a patent is a way to own intellectual property.
Yeah.
So it's basically an invention that you've got that... You put a patent on it, so everyone knows...
You can't use the word patent in the definition of patent, because people don't know what a patent is. It's like getting a license from the government to say...
That's what I was tripping up over. Yeah, I was just like, I just want to say patent.
It's basically like...
I'm about to describe what a patent does.
Yeah, you put a patent but you've on used it in the order, word patent.
Yeah, so you put a patent on it in order for everyone to know how you made your invention, but to say that no one else can use it for a limited number of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the really important thing about patents is you can't patent, say, an invention specifically, like an idea. Mm-hmm. You can only patent a specific way of doing something. So, like, say, for example, you are Apple and you invent 3D touch where you press hard on the screen and it does the different interaction. You can patent the way that you measure the pressure, but you can't patent the idea of measuring pressure on a screen. You can only patent all the different ways you could measure pressure. If someone discovers a new way to measure pressure, then they can just use it.
Or if someone finds a loophole in your patent, they can do that as well. Yeah. So essentially a patent, it's got to be something that's novel, it's got to be new, and it's got to have an inventive step to it. So you couldn't just patent, say, like a wheel, an octagonal wheel.
There are people who have patented, who have managed to be granted patents for like obvious stuff that's already things, just when the patent office have made a mistake, and then they hold a patent for like really obvious stuff.
Which is so frustrating, because the rules do state that it's got to be non-obvious, it's got to have an inventive step, and it's got to be new.
Mm.
There are probably other ones, but I'm remembering this from my degree.
That's good. I didn't know those three things.
Yeah, and it's also very good in that these things eventually do become anyone can use them.
You can. It's not like copyright law where you can just patent stuff indefinitely. So he was looking to patent some of his stuff. So he met with a patent attorney who put him in contact with two businessmen who then set up a business with him, making and producing the arc lighting and motors that he'd invented. And then they realized that essentially they could make more money by just being a utility company. Once all the stuff was installed, they were like, okay, well, we don't want you inventing stuff anymore. That's not making us money. So goodbye, we're ditching you now, and we're just going to be a utility company.
And just monetize it. Utility company as in selling the motors and the arc lighting and then doing nothing else interesting.
As far as I'm aware, it was mostly kind of just providing the lighting rather than making...
Inventing more stuff.
Yeah, and making more stuff and
selling that. I mean, fair enough. Like, at the early days of bulbs. Absolutely. Like, it was big business.
It was. And the issue was that Tesla signed all his patents to the company in exchange for stock. So he was left... literally penniless. So he was this genius that had this amazing knowledge of engineering and electricity, and he was literally digging holes for $2 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. And working as like a repairman for electrical devices, probably some of which he almost certainly invented.
That's
just
mad.
Repairing them. Yeah, because he got kind of screwed by
but if he swapped his thing for stock, why did he then not hold stock in the company that, like, why wasn't he making money off the stock of the company that was selling his invention?
I'm not entirely sure how it went down, but there's loads of ways it could have happened.
It the opposite? Is that he didn't take stock, he took a small payout?
No, it says that he took stock.
Okay.
So they could have bought him out, or the company could have just dissolved. That's awful. Could have not had enough stakes in the company to make any decisions. He worked through that and managed to build himself back up a little bit. That was all just in 1886, and he got back on his feet and he started working again. Which kind of brought him into the current wars.
The current wars? Is this between AC and DC?
This is between AC and DC.
Woo! Good band.
But before that, I've got a little story about a dove.
I've got a little story about AC/DC. Apparently the name comes because one of the members was like, I need a name for my band. And the lady who texted was doing her hair, and she looked at the hairdryer and said AC/DC. Yeah.
I thought it was his sister's hairdryer.
It was a sister.
Yeah.
There you go. Fun. Yeah. What's your story about a dove?
My story about a dove is... Nikola Tesla, he never married, he never had any relationships, but he did love a dove. So he fed and cared for a few pigeons every day, and there was this white dove with light brown tips on the top of her wings, and he loved it more than anything, supposedly. Here's a quote from him. He said, "This dove was the joy of my life. If she needed me, nothing else was important. While she was here, I had the goal in my life. And then one night, as I was lying in my bed, and as usual, solving some problems, she flew in through the open window and stood at my desk. I knew right away that she needed me. I was looking at her, and I knew that she wanted to tell me she was dying."
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so lovely. Oh, imagine how much, like, the dove loved him.
Right?
She must have been so...
This is my human.
One of the reasons that I wanted to do this is because I remembered hearing this story of Nikola Tesla falling in love with a dove years ago. I was like, this guy is so weird, I need to do something.
Would he be a furry now, do you reckon?
No, he'd be a feathery.
Is that what they're called?
No.
They're still called furries.
They're still called furries.
I don't think there are any furries that dress up as pigeons.
I'm sure there are.
Well, if you know of one, please send it to SciGuysPod@gmail.com.
That's SciGuysPod@gmail.com.
SciGuysPod. Wow.
So before I go into the current war, I want to give you a little bit more of an idea of who
I go into the current war.
Thanks, Lou.
Burglar.
I'm going to give you a bit of an idea of who Tesla is as a person. His views on women were quite interesting.
Interesting? That's not a good word. That's very non-specific and non-committal to your opinions on his opinions.
Okay, so do you know how I said that I really like Tesla?
But also that he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the dickhead bit.
So, but is he a dickhead, or is he just a dickhead and everyone's a dickhead compared to us in that time period?
I think he was a bit of a dickhead.
Oh.
I think he was kind of... The thing is, I'm reading about him and I'm like, he's kind of like Sheldon Cooper.
Which I thought that earlier when you said he has an eidetic memory.
But
I
he's like, tall and skinny as well. Like, he's tall and skinny, and his weight didn't change for like 30 years. He was like the same build for most of his life.
Did he have any kind of like learning disabilities?
Not as far as I'm aware, but what I've been...
Because Sheldon Cooper is quite...
Yeah.
Asperger's. Yeah, but I don't know if it's ever mentioned specifically.
So, the thing is, it's very strange with Tesla because people didn't say that he was kind of socially inept. They quite liked him.
Right.
So he was quite good at interacting with people, and he was apparently very well-versed on wines and cheeses and other things that people did back then. Like, he was genuinely, as a social person, he was great to have around. He just refused to go out most of the time. He would sit in his like study and work, and when he came out to meet people for business, he would be just really good at it, probably because he studied
right.
on how to do it.
Yeah, he read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
He also invented a time machine, clearly.
What?
No.
Oh.
Although I think he...
that book didn't exist then.
No, it didn't exist.
I just thought it was one of these conspiracy theories that Tesla actually invented the time machine.
It is a conspiracy.
Is it? Yeah. Brilliant.
So he said when he was a bit younger that he felt he could never be worthy for a woman. Because they're superior to men in every way.
Mostly agree, to be honest.
Yeah, he's lovely. And then, you know, when feminism came around, he started to change his mind. And he said that...
Oh, was he a man baby?
Yeah, he said that the new woman was... they were just losing their femininity because they wanted to be powerful.
That's contentious.
It's amazing how these people still exist today.
Yeah.
Nikola Tesla would hate Captain Marvel.
He would. He so would. In 1924, this is an interview from a newspaper, he said, "In place of the soft, gentle woman of my reverent worship has come the woman who thinks that her chief success in life lies in making herself as much as possible like man, in dress, voice, and actions, in sports and achievements of every kind. The tendency of women to push aside man, supplanting the old spirit of cooperation with him in all affairs of life, is very disappointing to me."
Wow.
And I've just now realized this is exactly the kind of comment that people have given to Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that's exactly... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should tweet that to Brie Larson. Just for like that exact quote from Tesla.
Want to get blown by Brie Larson?
Well, it would be quite a fun thing to do for a day. Like,
hey, Brie, this is Nikola Tesla's review of Captain Marvel.
Just to clarify, I don't want to send misogynistic hate to Brie Larson. I just really want that out there.
2 years later, in 1926... he said that soon enough, gender equality would be passed and women would be in charge. He thought they were the dominant sex, and at some point in the future, they'd be queen bees.
I don't necessarily think that's untrue, but I wouldn't say that it's a bad thing. Like, he would have seen that as a bad thing, but I don't necessarily think it's untrue that we're probably moving towards a world in which women have more power than men.
I don't know if he thought it was all that bad, because... just the way he seems to think about things...
He seems in two minds about it.
...are very logical. Well, he thinks that women are the superior sex. He just doesn't like them being masculine.
I just think they'd be better leaders. Because we are... like, as men, we have so many, ulterior motives because we can't reproduce on our own. So, like, everything's to do with money. And really, when it comes down to it, everything anyone does is to do with money and passing their genes on. Unless they don't care about passing their genes on.
I think that's too... well, yeah, but then I think most career politicians don't really care.
About what? Passing the genes on?
Yeah, I mean...
oh, they definitely want a son. Like, they're probably, like, about passing on their wealth and
as in the women. So, Margaret Thatcher, Theresa May.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're ruthless. Mm. So, he didn't like fat people either.
Of course he didn't. what year was this in, by the way?
1920s.
Tumblr would not like...
okay.
Nicholas Tesla. No. But Tumblr loves Nikola Tesla.
I know, that's the weird thing, isn't it?
What?
Yeah. Oh, Tumblr, they love him. That's where I read the story about the dove.
Why do they love him?
Because he's weird.
Did you fact check the story about a dove, or did you just take some Tumblr as your source?
No, I didn't take Tumblr as my source. I genuinely looked around, and while people say that he was in love with the dove, he genuinely did feed pigeons regularly. So, and he did like one particular dove.
Oh, that's so lovely. You know what? I don't even care what the citation is. I want it to be true, so it's fine.
I really wish the dove had a name.
What is it? I will happily invoke confirmation bias.
Oh, I see, yeah.
In the theory that Nikola Tesla was in love with a dove. I'm happy. I'm
really happy, yeah. So he loved doves, but he didn't like fat people. So
that's not the opposite of doves.
Yes, it is. So he fired a secretary because of her weight, and he was quick to criticize other people's clothing.
what?
Yeah, he would send people home to make them change clothes.
It just sounds like a class A dickhead.
Well, yeah, but
he's just a bully.
He dressed really well and stuff as well, because like I said, he was very meticulous about being socially, like, seen well socially, because it was good for business. I think that's the only reason.
Go home and change.
But yeah, he sent a woman home to change her dress because it wasn't good enough.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, my God.
Imagine coming into work and your boss being like...
your dress is not good enough.
Are you wearing that? Are you kidding me? Go home.
You decided to come to work in that dress. Go home, Sharon.
That's awful. Awful.
So not only did he disagree with fat people, he didn't like atoms.
They were actually too fat for him.
It wasn't so much atoms he didn't like. He didn't like the concept of protons, neutrons, and electrons. He thought that nothing was smaller than an atom.
Right.
And he didn't think that electrons created electric charge, which is crazy, because he was all about electricity. and he has no idea how it actually works.
Yeah, he doesn't also know about how anything works, it seems. Clearly, other than lights and motors.
So,
and doves.
So and he dresses, said apparently. That if electrons did exist at all, they would be some fourth state of matter called a subatom that could only exist in an experimental vacuum and didn't create electricity. He also believed that atoms couldn't be changed. They couldn't be split.
Well, he was proven wrong. Hang on, was that after he'd already split the atom? Was
no,
that 1936?
This is before. Okay. So he also believed in an all-pervasive ether that carried electric charge. See, that's how he thought that
there
was a
thing that he thought would be. What is that? Yeah. Could that be considered essentially the equivalent of the Higgs field, but for the electromagnetic force as opposed to for gravity? Like if you can invoke a field for gravity, you could
is
invoke
the Higgs
field.
The thing that gives an electric mass.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's an electron. That's a magnetic field.
Yeah.
Which does exist, but it's not what
I know. Like, he's talking about a field that stretches across all existence.
So think of like essentially, kind of like the atmosphere.
Yeah,
is this all pervasive, kind of invisible.
Yeah.
Experience. Yeah. And he thinks that there's essentially something like that across the entire universe.
Well, yeah, but that the Higgs field is supposedly across the entire universe, even where there aren't things with mass.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you could argue that about every fundamental force.
You could, but Nikola Tesla would argue against you. Because Nikola Tesla, he didn't believe you can convert matter into energy, and he didn't believe in Einstein's theory of relativity at all. He said that space cannot be curved, for the simple reason that it can have no properties. It might as well be said that God has properties. He is not, but only attributes that these are of our own making. Essentially, he thought that space was just nothing. And
well, again, we don't actually know what space is.
We don't know, but if we
like,
take
that's a mad thing, by the way. Yeah, isn't it? We don't know what space is. We don't know what we're
what's
in.
What's empty space?
What are we in?
We don't know what anything is.
Yeah,
but our ideas now are quite contradictory to what he thought then.
Sure, okay. But we might be wrong.
We could be wrong.
He might end up being right.
And he could be right.
Crazy, mad, sexist, horrible, fattest, fat-phobic, dumb-loving man. Atom-phobic.
So he developed his own theory for how it all worked. And at the age of 81, he claimed in a letter to have a dynamic theory of gravity that would put an end to the speculations and false concept, like curved space. So he said he'd worked out all the details and that he hoped soon to give it to the world, but never found it. Like no
what?
One, yeah, no one ever found.
Did he just die without giving us it?
Well, he died, but he did die. Everyone dies, but
not me.
Not yet.
Always.
So he didn't actually publish it or put it in his notes anywhere.
Great. Thanks.
So
he
claimed to have
discovered
the establishment came and destroyed it and killed him.
The establishment did take all of his notes.
Whoa.
Upon his death.
I was accidentally right. Good.
Yeah. This is how conspiracy theories work.
Well, if it exists, they probably have it then.
They'll have destroyed it.
Dun, dun, dun.
They're just not telling anyone.
So what were you saying about agreeing with Nikola Tesla, Luke?
Did I say I agree?
No, did you say that he could be right?
Not about women or fan people.
No, what did you say, Luke? Just repeat
he
it.
He could be right.
I did not say that I agreed with him. What I said was, we might be wrong. That's what I said.
Nikola Tesla believed in eugenics, Luke.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
He said that human pity had become to interfere with the natural, ruthless workings of nature.
The so, force of human
Well, he wasn't
pity.
A eugenics, like a lot of people at the time were.
Oh, I think that's true.
Oh, yeah. I.
But, well, like, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, wholly agree. Yeah. But,
You sound like a Nazi, Corey.
Yes, but, like Nikola Tesla, I don't believe in a master race.
Sure.
So okay. Tesla, he didn't believe like in the Aryan race. He just thought that natural selection is basically gone because we're saving all the people that would just die. Which
yeah, but that is true.
Categorically true.
Yes.
So I think Nikola Tesla's kind of almost pragmatic in his way of thinking.
And he is right in that, like, if we end up in a society where we don't have all of the modern technology we have and all the medicine we have, then we are going to be weaker. But we're not planning for that future. We're assuming that society will continue.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
As long as it does, it doesn't matter if we're saving people with issues in their genetics or in like whatever with their health, because we're saving them and we can continue saving them. That's why it's fine.
Absolutely. Although he disagreed and he thought it was an issue because the human race as a whole was getting weaker, which isn't really fair. I mean, he didn't know that at this point we've got to the point of gene editing, where instead of just helping people survive and pass on traits that would otherwise make them make them die, we just fix their genes. Like, you got what's that one with the lungs? You know, the lung one?
The lung one.
What? Cystic fibrosis. You got cystic fibrosis? Yeah, we'll just fix your genes. Sorry about that.
Well, you can't fix them if you're already a person. You can only fix them in babies.
Yeah. So we help someone that's got cystic fibrosis, you know, survive.
And then just, not pass it on.
Yeah, they don't pass on that gene. You just alter the genes.
Yeah, but you can't edit every gene in their body so that they suddenly don't have cystic fibrosis.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it depends when you catch it. So, I'm going to tell you a bit about Tesla's inventions now.
Please.
Good.
Yeah? Just a couple. Because he had over 300 patents.
Oh, please read every single one.
You're lucky, because I've got a list of every single one in alphabetical order.
Yay!
I don't. I'm going to start off with a Tesla coil, which is just an electrical coil.
What, is it the thing that you use to induce current when you pass a magnet through it?
That is just a coil. A Tesla coil is... a Tesla coil is something that uses alternating currents. To make very high voltages. So it makes sparks and cracking. It's used used just for entertainment now. But it can be used in
I think it's used in DARPA, the weather research project in America. They use it to sort of stimulate cloud growth, I think.
Yeah, so it's used in some other so it is used
don't look into it. It's getting scary. It's like the US government can control the weather. Like, that's real.
I've seen stuff like that.
Maybe that's conspiracy theory, but that's what they're trying to do, I think, is to go let's reduce hurricanes.
Yeah.
By understanding the weather. Cool.
Just stop climate change.
Yeah.
We're sitting in this box sweating and I'm covered in a very thin film
man,
of goo.
I am the wettest man ever.
Look at the ends of my fingers.
For everyone listening, oh my god, my fingers are going pruny.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, mine are not, but you guys are both disgusting.
To be fair, for everyone listening, I'm doing this in my I'm not wearing shorts.
Yeah.
But I'm still overheating. I'm in my pants.
Anyway.
Back to Tesla.
I'm in my pants.
I'm in my pants.
What else did he invent, Corey?
He also invented radios.
Radios?
Well, yeah. So he first sent a wireless transmission from his lab in Houston Street to a boat on the Hudson River. Houston Street's in New York. Hudson River's...
Wow, nice.
That was 40 kilometers away, and that was in 1897. So he would have done it sooner, supposedly, but a fire destroyed
it. It wasn't for those pesky and meddling kids.
Well, his lab burned down, Luke.
Oh. Was it meddling kids who burned it down?
Yeah, I don't have the info on that.
Might have been Scooby-Doo. Look it
that
up.
It was Scooby-Doo.
Maybe it was.
I don't think Scooby-Doo is an arsonist.
Scooby-Doo was repressing Tesla's unlimited energy invention.
So he did he invented everything. He invented absolutely everything. He invented everything to do with radio. So antennas and tuners and stuff. But the Italian guy, Guglielmo Marconi. Guglielmo Spaghetti Man.
Guggly.
Mr. Macaroni was given the credit. So
Mr. Macaroni.
Yeah, but in 1943, the Supreme Court ruled that Tesla's patent came first and superseded Marconi's one.
Does it matter anymore?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, I guess money goes to the Tesla company.
Yes.
And poor Mr. you can't really Macaroni. Claim. Yeah, so I mean, the other guy did build on those concepts, but Tesla kind of had it first. There was a whole issue with this, a massive court case. That obviously resulted in Tesla winning.
Well done.
Good. Good for him.
Good for Tesla.
Shall I tell you about the current war now?
Please.
Please.
Do you guys know what AC and DC currents are?
Yes.
Do you guys know what electrical currents are?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
So AC, DC... Well, electrical currents is just a movement of electrons around a circuit.
Yep.
AC and DC are that you have... An AC current is it alternates between being positive charge and negative charge, usually at 60 hertz per second or 50 hertz per second, depending on where you are in the world. And DC is just always one polarity. It's always either positive or either negative.
Yeah, so how that works is essentially DC flows in one direction and AC alternates the direction that it flows in.
Yes.
Which is the charge that you're talking about, which means that the voltage inverts in AC.
Which is good for motors.
Which is very good for motors.
Very good for motors.
Yes.
Not so good for charging your phone, I don't think.
No, I'm going to get to that. So DC current is essentially what Edison was using to power all of his lights. So it's really good for kind of the light bulbs that we use in our houses and things like that. So do you know how light bulbs work?
Yeah, it just creates resistance in a coil, in a wire, and then that generates light and heat.
Yeah, generally you've got a tungsten filament, which is just a piece of metal that you run a high current through. Well, you run an electric current through, and it gets really hot and really bright. Yeah, and it stops from burning by having either a vacuum or a gas in there. And that's all a light bulb is. So nice. DC is really good for that, and that's what Edison was rolling out everywhere. The only issue is that DC can't really go long distances.
Yes.
So if you want to power an entire city and you use DC current, you're going to have a lot of...
You're going to lose a lot of power.
You're going to lose a lot of power. The solution to this is using AC, which was Tesla's side. But obviously Edison didn't want that because his company basically owned all of the DC stuff and they wanted to roll that out. And AC would come in and just ruin him.
Yeah.
So over a period of a few years, there was a massive war of sorts between these two trying to get the city contracts on their side.
And it's kind of silly, really, because the reality is that AC, we use both AC and DC, and they both have very good applications.
Yeah, but this is why I hate... So it wasn't Tesla himself that was fighting for AC. Tesla was kind of like the man behind the curtain, or he was building all of the stuff and inventing it, but it was another businessman.
He was creating use cases for AC, and then someone was like, I have loads of AC stuff, I want that to win.
Exactly. So that's what was going on. But the reason that was an issue was because the two businessmen at the top didn't care about what was the best solution.
Yeah.
They cared about what was going to make them the most money. Especially with DC, transmitting it over long distances is an issue, but you can't change the voltage on it very easy. So if you've got high voltage DC, it's very difficult to get it to a lower voltage.
Right.
Which is an issue, because you've got too high a voltage on a device.
It explodes.
It's going to explode. which isn't fun, but AC is really, it's really easy to transmit over long distances, and you can use something called transformers, which are those big buzzing boxes that you see all over the place.
Yeah.
And that steps up or steps down the voltage. So you've got a higher voltage running through power lines, let's say, and when it comes to your house, the voltage gets lowered.
And so, it's a higher current, lower voltage.
Yeah, exactly, so it doesn't...
Blow up your house.
Yeah, great. Okay. That's always good.
Yeah, I like my house being not blown up. I think it's my favourite state.
An unexploded house is always good.
As I've said... AC and DC were basically at war on who was going to power the country being America. And Edison, because he had all the royalties for DC and nothing on AC, decided to make the public hate AC by electrocuting animals.
I could do with some AC right now.
He demonstrated this by electrocuting stray dogs. I'm pretty sure he electrocuted an elephant.
Oh my goodness.
And he did this by saying, yep, do you know what? That means that it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. And in fact... This is ridiculous. It's like a game of hot potato with the first electric chair. So Edison basically got a guy to develop it and then passed it off as his own, but made it run on AC current.
Right.
So that people would be like, electric chair, AC, so dangerous. I don't want that near me.
And that's also stupid because like DC would probably be better for electrocuting somebody.
I mean...
Or would they be just as bad as each other?
I think AC can be quite dangerous, but I think the consensus generally is that it's... That they're basically similar. You just don't really want to be electrocuted.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, then even then, they'd be both as bad as each other.
Yeah.
Like, he's just lying.
I mean, there are different worse parts to being electrocuted by different currents.
Okay.
I believe. So this kind of culminated in the Chicago World's Fair, which was also called the World's Columbian Exposition, if you don't know what the Chicago World's Fair is.
I don't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do you know what the Columbian World's Exposition is?
No.
No? No, it's the Chicago World's Fair.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's really hot.
Interesting.
I'm losing track of what I'm saying. So that was in 1893. And General Electric, which was Edison's company, they wanted to power the fair, and they were going to charge $554,000. Yeah, but then they lost out to it, because using AC power, Tesla's designs would only cost
$399,000.
Ooh. So Tesla cheaper. Basically kind of beat
Bargain.
Out Edison for the Chicago World's Fair, which basically put the final nail in the coffin for DC. Yeah, so later on that same year...
Marvel put the nail in the coffin for DC.
So that same year, and this was apparently a dream of Tesla's. So he always wanted to get power from Niagara Falls. So,
as in to put like a generator
in the bottom. Yeah, to put a generator in the bottom of it. So in 1893, he actually ended up doing that. So... They used a generator in Niagara Falls, and that powered Buffalo in New York.
Cool.
You look like you're about to say something.
No, I was just thinking.
So that was finally completed in 1896. And pretty much all of Buffalo was being lit by Niagara Falls.
And where is this generator now?
Probably still in Niagara Falls.
Really?
I mean, they probably upgraded it, but I don't think they've moved
still,
it.
They still make power from Niagara Falls.
I mean, they must do.
But I've been there and I couldn't see a generator.
Well, it would probably be behind the waterfall. Find out.
But you would have to have some sort of thing interrupting the stream of water. Yeah, it could be not on the most front edge of it so that you don't see it, but you'd have to have something in there.
So there are a lot of hydroelectric plants.
Wow. And
there's a whole Wikipedia page for hydroelectric plants at Niagara Falls.
I've been to a hydroelectric plant. It's fascinating. I've been to Dunorwig in Carnarvon. Mm.
Really interesting.
They basically are used... They're not used like consistently most of the time. They're used... So like when you generate a lot of power, like some excess power, like at nighttime, you pump a load of water to the top of a mountain, and then when like people are watching EastEnders and the ad break comes on and everyone switches their kettle on, at Dunorwig they let all the water out and it falls down and turns the turbine that powers all the kettles during the during the FIFA World Cup or something. It's when you need a really sudden burst of energy that you aren't going to store, you just need it right now. And they just have they have these hydroelectric plants
that's
that are
mad.
Like man-made waterfalls.
You are
that's mad.
You were right about the EastEnders thing, which is, do you know this?
No.
There's this. You specifically need to do that in the ad break of really popular soaps in the UK because we go to make tea.
Oh my god!
And I'm sure there was one that's point so funny. when we kind of rolled out all of the, all of the main systems across the UK, and we didn't really. We didn't really account for that.
Yeah, no, and it was
just
cuts.
Power cuts.
Yeah.
Because of us making tea.
At least
tea.
It's during the ad break, though.
Yeah, fair enough. But still, that's...
Not for the advertisers.
So by the time that Buffalo was being lit by Niagara Falls, that was Tesla's win. Edison had basically been defeated. He couldn't power any of the US, really, with his DC current. And
sad.
Tesla came out on top. But he still hated Edison. Like, really... Really hated.
Of course he did.
But does General Electric get any money, say, for example, because we use DC to charge phones and laptops and like computers and loads of stuff. Do General Electric, Edison's company, get money for every charger sold? Do they still own a patent for that?
They probably still own a lot of patents, yeah. But they're still around General Electric. They're the...
Yeah, that's why I heard that. And I was like, wow, they still exist.
Yeah, they're one of the biggest companies in the US for electricity, which is wild. That Thomas Edison made that almost 130 years ago or so.
That's cool.
Yeah, and, they're one of these 130
years ago.
They're one of these like invisible companies that you don't see. They don't have a consumer facing branch.
There's so many of those.
But they're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're almost ubiquitous in America.
I feel like there's so many of those companies in like power in the food industry and like
Kraft.
All the biggest industries is like a bunch of invisible.
It's like Coca-Cola companies. Well, they've got Coca-Cola. They've also got Innocent Smoothie. They've got a whole bunch of other companies that you don't know about. Man. In fact, in every country in the world other than I think one in Africa and Scotland. A Coke drink is the most popular soft drink.
Scotland just loves
Iron Brew.
I saw an Iron Brew coffin when I was in Edinburgh recently.
Oh, bury me in that. Why were you looking at coffins?
I just drove past a shop and there was a big Iron Brew coffin in there. I'll put it up on the Twitter or something.
Please do. Yeah, so Tesla still hated Edison. So when he died in 1931, when Edison died in 1931, Tesla wrote about him in the New York Times.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he said he had no hobby, cared for no sort of amusement of any kind, and lived in utter disregard of the most elementary rules of hygiene.
Wow. Absolutely roasted.
That's not it. His method was inefficient in the extreme, for an immense ground had to be covered to get anything at all unless blind chance intervened. And at first, I was almost a sorry witness of his doings, knowing that just a little theory and calculation would have saved him 90% of the labor. But he had a veritable contempt for book learning and mathematical knowledge, trusting himself entirely to his inventor's instinct and practical American sense.
Is there anything good about Edison? Like, because we do learn about him in school. Like, is there any redeeming thing? Or is he just like a con artist that we happen to now have in the history books?
I don't think he was necessarily a huge con artist. I think he was just an American.
Whoa.
He had, by which I mean he had that kind of American spirit of...
Right.
I'll just put the work in, I'll like the elbow grease, and I'll get it done. He didn't think to maybe open a book. Genuinely. And obviously the whole current wars thing stemming from him wanting money as opposed to wanting to power you know, the United States. So yeah, I mean, I think there are probably some redeeming qualities to him. Like some of the things he invented are somewhat useful, but he was kind of he was not very good about the way they were used.
No.
So we don't like Edison.
No. So Tesla was writing diss tracks basically before they were
popular. Diss tracks. It was
way before his time.
That is what people did. So like way back when. I mean, even in the 1700s, people would write about each other in newspapers just to diss each other publicly.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's like social media on paper.
Oh wow.
Edison is cancelled.
I've not told you guys about the death ray, have I?
No,
the death ray.
So
I've been waiting patiently, although I feel like I'm in a death ray at the moment.
Tesla, he was big into transmitting energy wirelessly.
Sure.
Which is why he came up with the radio.
The radio.
He also tried to, you know, transmit power without wires.
Yes.
So part of that was creating his peace ray.
peace ray.
Yeah, it's a peace ray. It stops war, makes peace. granted, it stops war by
eliminating the enemy entirely,
taking out planes from kilometers away. Is this like 500 of them supposedly?
Is this like how we now use electromagnetic impulses to take down drones, or America do?
Yeah, it's. I guess it's similar to an EMP.
Yeah.
It basically the idea was you let loose this kind of this beam of electromagnetic rays.
So it just fries the systems inside what you're aiming at.
Yeah, and just kills them. I think it can just kill a lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a bit of a nutter. I don't know why he put his name to that.
The audacity to call it a peace ray.
Do
well.
We use it anywhere?
No.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Of course not.
I mean, never built.
Well, the Americans use the nuclear bomb. Like, if they're going to use something, if it's effective, it will have been used.
You've heard of the nuclear bomb. I think you'd have heard of Tesla's death ray if they used it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was ever built. Thank God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I bet they've tried, though. I bet they've tried.
Almost certainly
I wonder
tried.
How close they came.
That's why they stole all those notes to build.
Probably.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the end of the current wars. I'm going to tell you about Tesla's death, which is the end of his life.
That's, yeah.
That's usually how it goes.
it's too hot. Curry is malfunctioning.
I'm not able to keep track of what I said at the start of the sentence, but I get to the end.
That's my permanent state, man.
You just sound like me trying to like hit the word count in essays in uni. His death, also known as the end of his life.
Records.
So he spent most of his... Do you know what? I've just realized why this is. It's because I have to explain most of the things that I say on this podcast.
So you felt that you needed to explain the concept of death?
Death.
Yes, clearly.
Wow. What do you think of us in your subconscious there, Corey?
Not very much. So he spent most of his money, and at the end of his life, he was living in hotels in New York. So in 1937, he was 81 years old, and he was on his way to feed pigeons.
Oh, boy.
Of course he was.
Yeah, and go to the library, because he was a nerd. And he got hit by a taxi. Now, you'd think this is where he died. He didn't. Mm. He broke 3 ribs and injured his back.
Oh.
Yeah, but he refused to go to the doctor. I'm not really sure why. I think he just didn't trust
them. I can do it better
than
the doctor.
Yeah, basically. And then when he was 86, so 5 years later, his maid ignored a do not disturb sign on his door and just walked in to find him dead.
Whoa!
Yeah, he had a blood clot in his heart. Yeah, so after he died... No one really paid attention to any of the stuff that he'd done.
Oh.
And then 1960, they named a unit of measurement after him. So it's a unit of magnetic flux density.
What, like
it's called
a Tesla?
Yeah, Tesla, yeah. But then so that was basically, that was just the scientific community, but the general public didn't really know about Tesla up until about the 1990s.
Wow.
Yeah, because... Amazing. He just fell out of favor, and then in the 1990s, it was this really cool kind of counterculture thing to be like, yeah, I like Nikola Tesla. I don't like Edison. And that's where we are
so
now.
That's what sparked it.
Hey, there we go.
That's what Corey calls counterculture and cool. I don't like
Screw Edison!
Woo! I've lived a very sheltered life. Yeah, so like you were saying, that is the end of the culture wars. The culture wars?
The culture wars!
It's the end of the culture wars.
That's the end of the current wars. But there is a little bit more to it. Like you've been saying, we do use DC in all of our small appliances. So your phones run on DC, basically because transistors need direct current.
Yes.
And you can fit like millions of transistors into a tiny space now. That's how your phone works. That we need
no,
DC.
No, my phone works by magic.
Okay.
And iCloud.
Steve
Jobs' soul. Powers my phone.
Genuinely, though, if you had someone that didn't know how a phone worked, could you explain it to them?
I don't think most people who have phones know how they work.
Exactly. It's just, it's essentially magic. If you can't explain it, I could explain it,
but it would take a very long time.
But if you can, I'm just saying generally, if you can't explain something, it's basically magic.
Well, no.
effectively, to you, if you have no idea how it works,
I understand
and you
the
just
concept,
kind of...
but it doesn't mean that it's objectively magic.
No, I mean,
it's
to,
magic
you,
to you.
I don't think he's saying objectively magic.
No, I'm not saying it's objectively magic.
If you don't know how it works,
if anyone
can't
explain something, then it must be magic. No, I mean, if you can't explain something, then to you, it's effectively just magic.
From your perspective, it's essentially magic.
Yeah, I know. I got the sentiment the first time you said it, guys.
Did you?
Yes.
Do I have to say
I'm
again?
Just reminding you of the fact that we run a scientific podcast. And Corey's role normally is
magic
to be the bastion
science.
Of science. And in science, science is all about objectification? Objectivity.
Look, Tesla was all about objectification.
Look, it's gotten so hot that it's just flipped. I don't care. Magic exists. Science is rubbish.
Okay, I agree. Yeah, fantastic. The magic guys will return.
The magic guys!
That's the end of the podcast, I guess.
That's the end of the Magic Guys episode 15.
You can find us at Magic Guys Pod.
We're going to have to get that now because someone's going to take Magic Guys Pod.
Oh, by the way, did I mention, it's been a year since we came up with the idea for this.
Well, since you came up with the idea of this and me and James said, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I got a little thing on Twitter saying it's been a year. So it's been a year.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Just shows you how long it waited.
It's your anniversary with yourself, Corey.
Thanks for listening. You can find the full references for this episode in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday, and why not leave a nice wee review? Find and contact us at SciGuysPod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can follow me at NotCorey everywhere.
You can follow me at Luke Cudworth everywhere.
You can follow me at Champion everywhere.
Or you can send us an email at SciGuysPod@gmail.com.
I'm not doing it this week.
That's SciGuysPod@gmail.com.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
SciGuysPod!